good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's funny. You do things the same thing. What, 200 and however many times you've done this show? Do the exact same thing.
On the computer.
On the computer. And for some reason today, my thing decides to not work. But we got...
It's working now.
Yeah, the thing which plays all the clips and stuff like that. Just decided to start crashing, which was completely awesome. About a minute after I announced on Twitter that the show was starting right now. But luckily, there's a workaround. And I'm hoping that Anabot, who is in the chat, did hear the theme and will confirm it for us by saying, yes, I heard the theme. So that we know that, in fact, we're recording.
And everything is working well.
And I don't have to lose sleep and reconstruct this in post-production, which would be not fun.
No.
Rochelle and I had an interesting weekend. Actually, before I mention that, though, I'll just say this. Listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website or on iTunes. Go to our website, tiptaptip.com, for more info. Also, make sure to catch us when we broadcast our show live. That's 8:30 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday, Calgary time. Wherever you happen to live, you do the math, whether that means you move forward or backwards or just exactly the same. So Rochelle and I had an interesting last night, in fact. It was a buddy of ours, Shane's birthday.
Who has been on the show numerous times and telling crazy Newfoundland stories.
Yep. But we went to Ducky's last night, and that was interesting.
Which is a karaoke pub.
It's a karaoke bar in Calgary, which is actually interesting in the fact that it does karaoke 7 days a week. I think seven or however many days that it happens to be open, right? Which is...
Is it open every single night?
If not, it's closed on Sundays. But
yeah.
But we went there, and it was fun. We went there with our friend Mason, who has also been on the show. And
Kaylin's been on the show, too.
Oh, my goodness. It was just like almost like a mini tip.
It was like a tip-tap-tip
meetup,
party.
But not really. But Rochelle had a bit of an interesting thing which happened to her as she stepped outside for smoke.
Oh, that was pretty interesting. You know, after a couple drinks, you just kind of say what's on your mind and stuff. And this guy was wearing a baseball hat, and this girl who is this lady who was standing next to him, she was, I'm assuming that she was a lesbian because she kind of looked like a guy.
Oh, you're just making huge generalizations, Rochelle. You're going to get it.
No,
the whole lesbian community fucking petitioning us.
No, I'm pretty sure she was.
Okay.
Anyway, so she said to the dude something like, I want your baseball cap. I think I should have it because I like the team more than you do.
Do you remember which team it was?
I have no idea. I don't even know all the hockey teams. Like, the hat was nice, but it didn't look like a baseball hat. It was black, checkered. I didn't even realize it was a baseball hat.
I hate to get you on the witness stand. Can you describe the gentleman who shot the person 3 feet away from you? He had a face.
Shut up.
And one, two arms. I swear.
What, just because I don't know what baseball team it was?
I'm just bugging you. It's all about the details.
The only baseball team that I know is that one, that pink, the Blue Jay one.
Yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays. I shouldn't make fun of you because I probably know as little baseball teams as you do. We were actually discussing this. We'll just do the side and we'll get back to your story. How you mentioned earlier today how baseball is
I was telling you the story and then you were talking about it.
Oh yeah, this because you're mentioning it as a part of the story which I interrupted you to tell you about. Okay. Anyways. Go on, Rochelle.
Okay. So anyway, so the girl wanted his baseball hat, and the dude was like, no, I like baseball, blah, blah, blah. And then I blurted out, you know, keep in mind, this is after a couple drinks. So I was like, I went to a baseball game once, and I was so bored. Now I know why people just drink lots of beer at baseball games. And then I was, you know, and I also said, like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. And, you know, that seemed to offend the lady. And she retorted to me Well, thanks. I can't even remember what she said exactly. Something like, thanks for your input, Sally Jesse Raphael, because of my glasses, because they're red.
Yeah.
But they're not even, they're like retro 50s glasses. They're not 80s glasses.
Yeah, they're like a red tortoiseshell kind of pattern.
Yeah, and I didn't really take it as a huge insult because really, don't really care.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was just like, yeah, well, actually, these ones aren't really like Sally Jesse Raphael. I was thinking about getting those ones because I think they're kind of cool. These ones are more 50s.
And just you said this back to her?
Yeah, she didn't even really know what to say. And then,
man.
Anyway, then she ends up going inside, and then the bouncer at Ducky's, big dude, he's like, I would have punched your one for saying that. And I'm like, no way, man. She would have punched me right back. And
oh, man.
I've never punched anybody. So and it's not something that I would even know how to do or anything.
I wouldn't have wanted to come out and break up that fight. That's for sure.
No, and I don't, you know, I was having a good time. I don't want to get into a fight.
Exactly. You're just
like, who wants, anyway. And then the bouncer dude was like, oh, I would have belted her back out right after you.
Cool.
And then he said that she probably has a bigger strap on than he does.
Which begs to the question, why does he have a strap on?
Well, I can't remember if he worded it that way. Exactly.
Okay.
But. And then we started talking about sports. So I was talking with these other guys about sports, these guys who were trying to pick me up. And
meanwhile, I'm inside, completely oblivious,
inside.
Bopping along to my friend Mason as he's singing This Is Hardcore off his Pulp karaoke.
No,
disc.
I was inside when he was doing
Okay,
that.
Anyways.
Anyways, this was later on in the night.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so we started talking about sports and stuff. And I'm like, I like soccer and blah, blah, blah. And then I said I was from Edmonton. And the bouncer dude is like, oh, and I stuck up for you and you're from Edmonton. Ew. And totally like, you know, regretted everything he said.
Yeah.
Like, what a dick. Anyway, interesting time. Interesting.
So you almost got into a fight.
No, I didn't. I would never get into a fight. I'm way too like passive to get into a fight.
It was fun though. Yeah. So anyways, as we mentioned, buddy of ours, Mason, who's been on the show once or twice, and I'm trying to get him on again.
Try harder.
I'm trying. But he had ordered a karaoke disc by the band Pulp, and he sang the song This Is Hardcore, which, if you're unfamiliar with, is a very, very dirty song. Very, very dirty.
And very long, too. It's like 4 minutes.
Long and drawn out and just, yeah. You know what I will do is I'll post a link to the video for that song so you can see exactly how awesome it is.
I think the dirtiest part is when the words are, and that goes in there, and that goes in there, and that goes in there, and then it's over. And everybody in the bar is like, what the fuck is this?
And it was an interesting performance because he was on stage in, I guess this was near the end of the hockey game, which was on last night, which was one team.
Edmonton and Calgary.
Sure.
And Calgary, Edmonton was kicking Calgary's ass, and then Calgary started to like score some goals. And then I think the end, it was a shootout. And so everybody in the bar was watching the hockey game, not Mason.
So as he's performing the song, the shootout or whatever was happening, the overtime period or whatever was happening, and people were cheering, but it's sort of surreal in the sense that people were totally cheering for something which was completely not him.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just hear cheering at totally inappropriate times of the song. I wish I would have been able to record that, but it was
Yeah, it was kind of I said it was like an epic moment. But what was it? What's that music video by Depeche Mode where he's wearing the silver suit? That's what Mason said it was like.
It's No Good.
It's No Good.
Which was the second song I was going to perform yesterday. I didn't get a chance just because there's a lot of people in there, and the lineup for songs, the queue for songs was crazy long. I only managed to get in one song, which I've done before. I think I mentioned on this show, You're 16 by Ringo Starr, which
makes you look like a pedophile.
Makes me look kind of creepy. It's a catchy song, and I like Ringo Starr.
I know, but it really, like, it makes you look like a pedophile when you're singing it. I don't like it.
All right. So maybe next time I won't sing that song.
And then I can't remember who said to me, he's like, oh, he's Eric's singing this for you. And I'm like, I'm not 16.
You know, was it you who I ran the idea past or was going to change the lyrics on stage to from 16 to 13?
Oh no, and really, gross. No.
But
Eric,
then
like this is it's a funny joke for you and maybe like your group of friends would get it.
But then I'm
but Eric in public
luckily
not a good idea. It's so creepy.
Luckily. Common sense took over and I said, if I do that, I may get punched. I like all my teeth in my face, not on the ground. So I decided just to keep it at the also inappropriate age of 16.
That's gross. Are you like a secret pedophile?
No.
Okay, good. Then don't do it.
Okay, I will never do that song again. But it's catchy. It's a classic. It's a Ringo Starr song from like the 1970s. It was a big hit. All right? Big, big hit.
Whatever.
All right. Next time we'll just do Obla-Di, Obla-Da, and everybody will be happy. And sing a song.
Just sing It's No Good. That's a good song.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Rochelle. You just make things...
I got a rose button for me last night, too.
That was the other fight that never happened.
What?
No, I'm just joking. Rochelle got a rose butt for her. And it wasn't me, which was a bit awkward. Why don't you tell the story again?
I don't think you liked it.
I just kind of played it cool because he was Shane's friend and I'm not going to start shit.
Well, and he's like 60 years old.
And yeah, he's like, just whatever.
Just like what he said after he bought it. And then there was a bit of an awkward moment. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
My husband will love this rose you just bought me, stranger. I'm just like.
No, but he's like really good friends with Shane.
Yeah,
he's
known
Shane for a long time. So.
Yeah.
He said. That I was the only woman at the table and that women deserve beautiful things. And that's why he bought it for me.
Okay.
And then he said, no offense to you. He just said, women deserve what they, the very best or something like that. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Women get the best shit.
Yeah. Right. But he kind of made you look bad when he bought it.
Yeah. He kind of made me look like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Essentially. I'm just like, all right. I'm an asshole, but whatever. So yeah, that was
interesting evening.
Yeah. Again, that was just interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least. This is a story which kind of dropped in my email inbox by one of our listeners, Kelvin, who actually sent quite a bit of stories, this week. And we are very appreciative anytime you do that because it makes putting together the show a little bit easier for me.
And if anybody else would like to do that as well, you can send your stories, suggestions, comments, and anything else you'd like to send our way to info@tiptaptip.com.
We like stuff coming into an email box because, you know, I like to think that I'm on the internet all the time and I know what's going on in the world, but there's a lot of stuff I miss. And even if it's not news stories, even if it's, you know, something which happened to you, which is interesting, weird, awkward, gross, info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. So this is a technical...
You just repeated everything that I just said. You're thinking that when I say it, it's not good enough?
You say it very well, Rochelle.
Thank you.
But I just need to drill it into the heads of our listeners. Because it's all about repetition, right?
Yeah, but that's like boring.
Well, they'll remember when I say it 1,000 times.
Say it again. Say it again, Eric.
No, I won't say it again. I'll say it again at the end of the show.
Oh.
That's what the end of the show is for. This is a sort of a technological story, but usually we don't get too much into that. But I thought this was interesting just because of the ridiculousness of it. Now, there's a piece of software called LimeWire, which a number of people have used in the past, myself included.
Can you explain what that is?
It's a peer-to-peer. It's a software basically to download like movies and music. Most of the time of a not so legal nature, right?
Okay.
So anyways, they were sued out the ass by the RIAA, which is an organization in the United States which represents all the record labels, right? The Recording Industry Association of America, right?
Okay.
So now that you're caught up. So anyways, last May, Federal District Court Judge Kimball Wood granted the record industry's request for a summary judgment against LimeWire, this software. The LimeWire, the plaintiffs allege, owes them between $400 billion and $75 trillion. Now, this is, they'd actually won the case, and then Limar was coming up with an amount that they felt that they were owed, and they thought that it was somewhere between a huge amount and a fucking ridiculous amount. All right. Just to put things into perspective here, the world gross domestic product, all the money that is made, that is expected to be made in the entire world for all countries combined, is $65 trillion.
Oh, man.
The U.S. national debt is currently at $14.25 trillion. Also a crazy amount. And the total median income for all 114 million U.S. households in 2010 was just $5.7 trillion. In other words, for every single U.S. household, would have to spend all its income buying nothing but music for over 13 years in order to arrive at what the music industry has deemed to be a reasonable settlement. Even the lower figure of $400 billion still amounts to 7% of total household income in the entire country, right? In arguing that LimeWire should be eligible for damages on every individual download, the studios were effectively arguing that LimeWire owed it more money than the entire record industry has made since Edison invented the phonograph in 1877. Now.
Wow.
What's okay. So
that's maybe, ridiculous.
Maybe they were highballing it and hoping that they said, the judge would say, $75 trillion? That's crazy. We'll only give you $25 trillion, which is an equally ridiculous amount. Like, I understand that the record...
I can't even comprehend trillions of dollars.
I can't
dollars.
Even... That is,
like, millions of dollars, I can understand, but trillions? I'm like, yeah.
It's.
I just picture, like, that Scrooge McDuck sitting on the pile of gold.
That would be a very, very, very large money pit or whatever he...
We should try and do that. We should try and collect gold so we can have a gold pile to sit on. That'd be fun.
That would take a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was interesting in that... well, basically what it boils down to is this the... While the record... industry association, I guess, has a right to sue this piece of software for making it, for facilitating.
Is this like happening right now?
No, this happened last week.
Well, like like recently.
Yeah. And the company LimeWire has basically since said, we're bankrupt. Your problem.
Wow.
Well, come on. Who can afford, first of all, who has $400 billion, let alone $75 trillion? It's like, yeah, I'll write you a check, and that would bounce so high. It would go.
Well, they're just probably really pissed off, though, because that is how people are getting a lot of music and stuff, right?
Yeah, like, if not that piece of software, then obviously others, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, and the argument could be made that...
I think the music industry is just fucked in general, like...
They kind of sat on their ass for the last 10 years while technology kind of leapfrogged them and missed an opportunity. And now they're facing a problem in that the younger generation has got it. They've totally lost them in that the younger generation is completely fine. And they don't see it as an issue at all as, like, you know, downloading music, right? It's just a thing that they do in order to listen to whatever shitty songs that young people listen to. So that's not something, like, once you got that mindset, you're kind of fucked. And, you know, the best thing that any record company should do is to adapt in that they should make the records easy to purchase for, get a reasonable amount. Now, I'm going to tell you a story of something I did kind of illegally last week, which kind of ties into this story, but I'm doing it to make a point.
Okay.
Now, a few weeks ago, Rochelle and I...
Before you, like, tell this story, can you get fined for it if somebody hears this?
Come and get me. I'll give you...
Come on.
No, I'll give you the $5 I was going to spend but wasn't able to because of this. Anyways, a few weeks ago, Rochelle had rented the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She rented the physical disc from a local video place in our neighborhood. We liked the movie a lot. It's good. And then we wanted to see the sort of two follow-up movies, the girl who played with fire and the girl who kicked the hornet's nest. Now, I just bought an Apple TV a few weeks ago. And, you know, one of the things you could do is watch Netflix. The other thing you could do is rent movies on her, right? Now, for some reason, the third movie in this series was, I think the girl.
It wasn't on Netflix and it wasn't on the Apple TV.
No, it was on the Apple TV. The third one in the series was, however, the second one wasn't for some reason. And I'm just like, I had my credit card ready, or I had my, I was ready to plop down like the $5 to rent this movie. And I'm just like, this is kind of bullshit. I want to, like, I want to give you my money to watch this movie.
Did they have they have the first one on there too, don't they?
I'm not sure. I didn't check. I just,
because
we had already seen it, right? So,
yeah.
So I'm like, I want to give you my money, Apple and movie studios, so I can watch this movie. Please. They didn't have it. And it's just, it's kind of ridiculous because all these things are tied up in licensing deals. And there's like a group of people like me who are totally willing to give you money to watch a movie.
Yeah.
But because you didn't have it and we really wanted to watch it, I'm like, well, you fucked up. So I downloaded a movie. I'm sorry. I was going to give you money, movie industry, and you fucked up. You failed me. I had money. I wanted to give you money. And you didn't do it.
Yeah. So, and I mean, the last thing we're going to do is, well, because it's been so cold lately, like, we're going to walk to the video store, the closest video store that,
Blockbuster.
Yeah, it was Blockbuster and it closed.
Fuck them. That's another story, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a case of like where.
But what would be like, I mean, all these kids are so used to downloading music and stuff. That's the only way that they're going to want to do it nowadays. So I think it makes sense for like the websites and whatever things, like whatever that LimeWire thing is.
Yeah.
Like, those things should be illegal because they are ruining the income from artists and from recording companies and stuff.
Like,
because I don't understand how, like, if people are not buying the music, then how is that artist surviving?
Well, an artist survives for, you know, music's obviously just one portion of it. Like, you know, there's obviously touring and merchandise and all sorts of things, right? In addition to the music, whether that's like a physical CD or whatever, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about like super famous people because those people all obviously already
but
do
like
that.
An indie band, right?
Yeah. Because I always feel bad. Like, if I buy a CD, I want to go out and I want to buy the actual physical CD because I feel like I'm supporting the artist that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I've never even gone on iTunes and bought music. Never.
I do that all the time. I'm just like,
I know you do, but.
Because I do things like
but
that.
But you buy it, right?
I do buy it. I go on iTunes. Yeah. I bought an album last week and I bought something before, and I have another CD being mailed from Japan.
It's like the CD store that I always went to is now closed.
And yeah,
so now it's like becoming more difficult to even, you know, if you do want to do it that way and if you want to rent movies or buy music or whatever, it's really hard because all those stores can't stay open because people don't buy as much shit as they used to.
Yeah, it sucks.
It totally sucks.
I
agree with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Well, we talked about that last
time. Yeah, when we talked about him a little while ago. But anyways, let's lighten things up.
Oh, okay.
This is
one. I ain't gonna pee my bed tonight. Nice.
I ain't gonna pee my bed tonight.
I'm glad. I'm glad, Eric, that this is your new song. I hate it when you pee the bed.
Well, you know, sometimes you drink 20 liters of water and it has to go somewhere. So, and if it's not in the toilet, then it's on the comforter. Or, yeah. So, oh, that being said.
What a weird song. Is that like part of a musical or?
I don't know. There was no context for it. I just saw it and I'm like, yes.
And that person who's singing this, like a little girl.
Yeah, probably six, maybe seven.
She sounds like.
Ain't gonna peep in my bed tonight. Ain't gonna peep in my bed tonight.
You find weird shit.
I am the internet.
Yeah.
All right. So actually, let's move along. This is a story out of Canada. Actually, I'll let you look at this.
What, Eric? You're letting me read this
I'm
story?
I'm letting you read Holy stuff.
High school secretary's job in the line after a student finds her porn videos online. Oh, that's why you don't put stuff like that online. Samantha Ardent, star of Serial Abusers 2.
So good they made a sequel. In fact,
which is the clerical worker's porn actress name, is now waiting to find out how much more free time is in store for her as authorities at the school board determine if she deserves more than a suspension with pay for her extracurricular activities. Ardent was sent home after authorities learned one of the high school students had spotted her in a porn video.
Okay, so hold on. Why is this high school student? You know, if you're a high school student and you're watching porn videos, first of all, you want to keep it to yourself because you're probably getting shit from your parents.
Yeah, probably just got out. Maybe he told his friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've spoken to her several times since her suspension, Mr. LaFleur said Thursday in an interview with the Canadian press. She's certainly very shaken by this. She's afraid for her job because her job is her priority. She's worked for the school commission, for several years now, so this is serious for her. Louis Borsvert, whatever, a spokeswoman for
Rochelle.
The school board,
so
said,
bad.
What?
The
what you do that too for Eurovision songs you can't pronounce. She said a decision should be made on Ardent's fate by next week. While officials acknowledge Ardent hadn't done anything illegal, the school board said her cinematic activities don't correspond with the values being taught at the school. Ardent has recently reportedly worked for the school commission since 2002 and at Lays Aishman School for the last 2 years. So she's been working in the school system for a long time.
Yeah.
Like 10 years.
Almost 10 years, yeah. And and the films in question, I think, happened between the years 2002 and 2003. So they weren't recent films. They were just something that she
Oh,
did.
So it's not like she's still doing this.
It's not like, you know, she's going home from school and, like, you know, going straight to the movie set. This was something that she did. And obviously she's been at the school for well more time than she ever spent behind the camera as an actress.
Yeah, but when you do stuff like that, you need to, those are things you need to consider. It's going to affect your whole future. Like, if it ever comes up,
you're kind of fucked. There's another story, a similar story, which happened, I think, in the States, where exact same thing. Like, it was.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this story before.
Yeah, like, it's especially now, like, with the internet and all that, like, it's harder to kind of escape your past because people can see stuff a lot more easily. And I guess in the case of this high school student who happened to be watching enough porn that he happened to find his, you know, this employee at the school. Yeah.
I don't, like, I'm sorry, but if it's happened more than a year ago from her having that job and she's not going to be doing it again and has no intention of doing it again, then fuck it. Who cares?
Well, on the positive side, like, a lot of parents and even some of the teachers came to her support because, you know, for the same reason that we are, we're just like, well, something you did in the past and you're doing a good job now. So
exactly.
So who gives a shit? So,
And I mean, if it's a question of like morals or whatever, you know, she's a changed person. People do change.
Well, certain schools have that, like where they, as one of the terms of employment, you sign a contract, which basically says you are going to abide by certain standards that the school has, like and more so religious schools in the States, like, you know, where anything, you sign a contract which stipulates that, like, you know, you're not allowed to do certain things outside of the school. Like, you know, because the school has a sort of an image that it needs to maintain and a certain set of standards. It's kind of bullshit, but it happens.
Yeah, right? But you could be a porn actress, and then 10 years later you could say that you're born again or whatever, and then go work at that school, and then somebody finds your porn on the internet. That's basically the same situation that she's come about. And I mean, people can change.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And whatever, the kid probably liked it. Now every time he walks past the secretary room or whatever, wherever she works in the school, he probably gets a boner.
Ew. That's weird.
What? Isn't that what like all high school boys do all the time anyway?
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. It's just like, and it's just one of those things.
Exactly. Like those videos are probably going around the school. I mean, if I was her, you know, even if they're wanting to fire her or whatever, I would just quit and then just go work at a different school.
Well, what is right now is it's going, the union, I guess the union is now involved and they're sort of backing her. So I don't think it'll get anywhere, but who knows? All right. Anyways,
I should have had this when I was little because I peed my bed all the time. I had one of those special plastic things you put over top of your bed mattress,
so it doesn't fuck up the mattress. So
that, yeah,
but you still pee the sheets, right? But you can throw those in the wash, right?
Yeah.
So you know.
I had a special alarm clock that would go off halfway through my sleep so that I would wake up and go to the bathroom.
Oh, that would
suck. But I slept so deeply that I would even sleep through the alarm clock, and it was loud. It was like one of those old, you know, round face clocks that was like, bing-a-ling-a-ling.
And you slept through
and
that.
And I slept through it.
that explains a lot because, well, actually, no, because your alarm clock right now isn't super loud. It's not like super annoying, but.
No.
Anyways. Map shows average penis size worldwide.
Interesting.
A lot of research went into the map to determine which countries were more.
Okay, so can I guess which country is?
We're talking like very specific countries, like where you know, Canada came up as in sort of an average of let's see here. Somewhere between 14.88 centimeters and 16.1 centimeters. But the top...
I don't understand centimeters.
It's funny because we are a metric country, but...
I know, but we
measure
in
apparently,
inches.
Like the States, we measure our cocks in inches. So. Coming up at the top was Congo in the continent of Africa. Biggest.
That's where the jungle is, right?
Yes, there's a lot of junk.
Sorry.
Yes. That's where the jungle is. Africa. Really large fucking continent. And yes, there's...
What? Like, I've never been to the Congo. Have you?
No.
So, do you know anything about the Congo country?
I know that they have big cocks there, according to this research. And that they're number one as far as the world is concerned. So
what's the size?
Actually, I don't have the exact number, but they went through like every single country, like they did like all the, they gathered research from various sources and made a.
I wonder who has this job. Excuse me, sir, can I measure your penis? Like, how do they do this?
I don't know the background of the research, but they gathered it from like a number of different sources and made this interactive map.
And this is like erect.
I don't know. I'm assuming it's probably. No, it must be erect, right? Because Yeah, it has to be wrecked because...
Because nobody cares about it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, there's showers and there's growers, right?
Yeah, okay.
And some people... Oh.
No, I do. I understand.
Yeah, because that would make sense. They didn't specify this on the map, but based on the measurements given, if that's a flaccid size, man, those Congolese women.
Yeah, no, it has to be measured erect then.
Yeah.
So, can I see this?
Yeah, have a look at it. Mm-hmm.
Congo, okay, so Congo, Ecuador, Ghana, Colombia, and Venezuela are the world's most endowed nations, while South Korea, Cambodia, Thailand, India, and Burma, all in East Asia, are the world's least well endowed. Chinese men clocking in at 4.3 inches are the world's number 8 least well endowed. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah. All right, so that being said, well, I think we Canadians come up on average. We're actually a little bit ahead of the States, which is kind of nice. Just know that we're ahead in that department.
It's hard to read this map.
I know, because it's in my black and white printer.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a story of a woman who, against all odds, is trying to achieve something really unachievable.
Sorry, I just saw in the chat Lonnie Taylor wrote, I wonder if they measure vaginas.
But they actually, speaking of that map, they did measure penis size. They did correlate the data versus penis size and IQ. It's just weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I know isn't that what the Romans used to think? That's why all of their sculptures, like the sculpture of David, that's why they all the smart sculptures or whatever have small penises.
I'm not sure, but
what I learned. That's the only thing that I remember from art history.
It's good to know that stuck. I'll be posting a link to the sort of the interactive map with all the breakdown of the data, and you can see exactly where various countries stand in that department.
And I don't think it's really I mean, I guess you could measure vaginas and stuff, but I don't really think it's something that people care about.
Yeah, now, what they should do is they should have a map based on sexual satisfaction of women, and which doesn't necessarily relate to...
Maybe boob size would be kind of the equivalent of penis size.
They already have a map of that, but...
They do?
Yeah, it wasn't in this story, but there...
Real boob size, not artificial boob size.
No, real boob size.
Yeah.
And there's a map for that, too. I can post that on our links as well.
Yeah, let's look at... I want to look at that one.
All right, cool. Anyways, here's a woman who's going for the gold.
She already weighs a staggering 600 pounds. But for New Jersey mother Donna Simpson, being even bigger is even more beautiful. The 42-year-old, who has battled with her weight since childhood, has decided enough is not enough and has set herself a personal goal to reach 1,000 pounds, making her the world's fattest woman.
And I just said, you know what? I wouldn't mind being bigger. I really wouldn't mind being bigger. And so just slowly I thought, oh, I wonder what it would be like to be, you know, 700 pounds. And I wonder what it would be like to be 800 pounds. You know, I wonder what I would look like that. And I said, you know what? I wouldn't mind being 1,000 pounds.
Fuck it. Let's make it an even 1,000.
That is messed up, man. She won't even be able to walk. And she'll probably die.
Well,
Your body can't handle that.
Yeah, like, I think after a certain point, you're really not mobile. I think, yeah.
That's when they transport you in one of those whale transporting machines to the hospital, and then they have to lift up your fat rolls to clean your body.
You watched that show, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's so gross.
We all have goals, Rochelle. And
I bet you there's bugs that live inside your fat rolls.
Really, too. Rochelle? Don't be gross.
To get there, Donna has been consuming up to 12,000 calories a day, with her grocery bill costing up to $750 a week. She says her favorite foods are chocolate.
Okay, stop.
For one person, $750 a week.
What is your job that you can have a $3,000 a month grocery bill.
Yeah.
That, like,
good point.
Like,
I would, maybe she has a husband.
Well, okay, husband. Yeah, we know, you know, you love your wife and everything, but come on.
Or maybe she has a desk job or something.
No, no.
Or not a desk job, but, you know, a job that she can do at home. Maybe she talks.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she's one of those phone sex operator. That's what her job is.
No, but I'm sorry, Rochelle. If you're consuming 12,000 calories a day, that is your fucking job. That's a lot of time on your hands. You know what I mean?
No, I know, but she could answer the phone and talk dirty for a bit. Those people get paid good money.
You think I could be a dirty talker on the phone for money?
No, I think you would not be very good at it.
Hey, you've reached Eric. I'm just sitting here hanging out.
Yeah, see, that's
wearing
already,
my house coat and some worn out socks, which I'm going to fix because I'm handy with a needle and thread. You wouldn't pay for that?
No.
Hey, you've reached Eric.
Are you like doing this to talk to women or to talk to a man? Because
whoever's paying top dollar for my sexy voice, I'll be anything you want. Hey, I'm just getting out of the shower. I'm just going to eat myself some day-old pizza and some stale beer.
Yeah, not hot.
No.
No.
Man, if this podcasting thing doesn't work out, you know I'm going to have to turn to that to make to make a buck.
Well, I'm going to have to teach you.
Hey. All right.
No, you're trying to sound like a woman.
Sultry. Like, sultry, hey, is what I'm going for.
Hey. It makes it sound like you want to get fucked, not do the fucking.
All right.
Clit and sushi.
One time I ate 70 pieces of sushi.
Oh!
I know. I guess like the normal is like 9 pieces or something. Everybody's like, I can eat 9 or 10. I'm like, okay. I'd be very mad if somebody put 9 pieces of sushi in front of me. I'd be like,
Philip Guamba says he supports his partner's goal, although the couple agrees they wouldn't want the children to follow in their mother's footsteps. Donna admits she's received death threats from people outraged.
All right, so, okay. Obviously,
her husband supports her?
Her husband is facilitating.
Does he want her dead?
Maybe he just wants his wife happy. I don't know.
No, but seriously, like, well, I watched that show about fat people, and when you get to 800 pounds, like, you are, you know, having major, major heart problems.
Oh, yeah, there's...
Major.
There's a very variety of different issues which happen once you get to sort of the...
your bones can't even hold your weight.
We just weren't built that way.
No, well, of course not.
About her goal. Even so, she isn't fearing for her life or her health.
People always ask me, I'm afraid to die because of my weight and things like that. I believe that our time is set. It's predestined. So I believe that if something's going to happen, I can't stop it.
As for the future, the pair hope to marry. Philip says although
he can get away now.
Oh, he's not even married.
I guess they have children, but...
Oh, man, my God. Run.
She can't catch you. She'll die.
I think she is not a happy person and just doing like a slow suicide, basically.
Yeah. There's
if she's not even worried about her health or dying. Yep.
There's obviously a variety of different reasons that besides the fact that Oreos are pretty fucking good.
Don't talk about that.
And
stuff.
If there were Oreos in this house,
then you know what? Then guess who's going to go to Safeway after?
And if there was like an unlimited supply of Oreos in this house, I'd probably say fuck it too, and we'll just cut a hole in the blanket at the top for my head, and we'll call it a fucking day. All right.
your outfit is just going to be a blanket.
With the we'll cut it a hole in my head so it can fit through, and we're done.
No, but you know, there's so many fat people nowadays. You can actually find clothing that's really big.
No.
At Old Navy.
Really?
Old Navy has huge sizes. I was so surprised.
Hasn't set a date. He's already picked a location.
It will be at the top of Mount Haleakala, Hawaii, on the island of Maui. And I want it to be a sunrise wedding, 6 a.m. or so. New day, new beginning, fresh start. On the top of the world.
Donna says she wants her own reality television series to show that a woman of size can have a regular family. Gemma Haynes, Reuters.
Yeah, so I don't know what to say about that.
Bonnie Taylor in the chat has a good point. How the fuck is she getting to the top of a mountain?
I was thinking that exact same thing. Now, yeah.
I tell you, those machines that they, you know, those contraptions that they use to transport whales.
Now, just to be clear, the official position of Tip Tap Tip is we don't hate fat people, but
Eric, this is not a fat person.
This is a clear distinction.
Who's like abusing themselves?
This is a clear distinction between. This is a totally different
situation.
Situation, right? Like, yeah. This is just somebody who has, for whatever reason, she's decided that this is the direction that she's wanting to go, and
it's not that she, you know, is trying to eat healthy. Like, she's not trying to do anything.
She obviously has some shit in her head that she needs to work out, and then, you know, but obviously she's working it out by eating, and that's really not a healthy thing.
No, and I feel really sorry for her children, because her children are going to watch her go through all of this, and pretty soon she's going to be bedridden and she can't do anything for her kids.
Pretty fucking close. She's what, 600 pounds right now?
Yeah.
Like, see, I think, well, 700 pounds, you're not going to be moving around much more. Right?
Yeah.
Anyways. But I might take a big fat shit in my bed tonight.
That's so gross.
No. All right, well, it's technicality, right? I mean, not pee your bed, but you could drop a deuce.
Right. No, you can't.
All right. Here's a fun thing I found the other day.
Welcome to Cattertainment.
Today's video is appropriately titled, Oh, Those Crazy Cats. We'll be looking at the history of cats. We'll talk with a veterinarian who'll unravel the mysteries of cat behavior.
We'll be visiting cats with famous owners, and we'll be hearing from Dear Tabby.
Let's get the show rolling with a musical and visual salute as Cattertainment presents 4,000 Years of Cats in 2 minutes.
It was 4,000 years ago when the ancient Egyptians first began domesticating cats. Even today's house cat still has one paw in the jungle. Ask yourself what you'd do if you were a couple of hundred pounds of fierce jungle beast.
I think the answer is just about anything I want to.
Our first celebrity cat, Max, hails from New York City, where he lives with one of America's most famous talkers. Today, he's visiting the set of a television show hosted by his owner, Sally Jesse Raphael. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Vicky. He really rules the roost. This is the Charles Bronson of pussycats. He has brought a great deal to our life. Now, come on now. All right, and it's your line. Go ahead. Do you love me, Max?
Hollywood is home to many movie stars and many celebrity cats.
Come on, Annie, look at the people. Fine, she's looking at me. That's why I like her.
Martin, tell us, how did you end up with so many cats?
Oh, my God, look at the little. We gotta take it home.
Scamper, turn around and look at this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This week, we have several new products for cats we think you're going to like. There's an over-the-shoulder biscuit bag. The adjustable shoulder strap doubles as a leash.
So we decided to look into a new kind of litter that's changed everything for the better. Now let's take a look at the best and latest information on cat care from our own Dr. Kitty.
This is not real, right?
Yeah, it was a show called...
It's a real show.
It was a real show called Cattertainment. I'm not making that up. I'll be posting the link to the... video.
Like, so it was on TV?
Somewhere it was on TV. It wasn't on TV here, but somewhere in the States, there was the demand for a cat-centered entertainment show called Cattertainment.
That's weird.
So here's a sort of a flip side to the story we were just talking about. This is a 400-pound man completes marathon. Good for him. Kelly Neatling finished the LA Marathon in 9 hours, 48 minutes, and 52 seconds, which is, hey, he finished a marathon. Good for him. I did it, but it was hell. Neatling, 40 years old, said shortly after crossing the finish line in Santa Monica, pure hell. He's a former national champion sumo wrestler with a 60-inch waist who weighed in just before the race at 400 pounds. He completed the marathon by jogging and walking and said there were several times where he feared he wouldn't finish, particularly when his rain-soaked feet developed terrible blisters. My feet...
Ooh.
And my feet were on fire twice. Blisters popped and just about brought me to my knees, but I kept going. Despite his slow pace, he accomplished his two main goals. He improved his time from the only other race he entered, the 2008 LA Marathon, in which he completed in 11 hours, 48 minutes, and 16 seconds. He also appeared to have set a Guinness World Records for the heaviest person to complete a marathon. Guinness representatives must review his results before certifying the record. So, also shows that, hey, here's a dude. Big dude.
I wouldn't even be able to do that.
Yeah, there's...
I mean, I would... you just have to have...
A marathon is hard. Doesn't matter what fucking size you are.
Like, yeah.
And the fact that this dude did it, hey, fucking... The fact that he finished is pretty fucking good because, like, I've done a few 10Ks in my day. I haven't done one in like the last several years, but even a 10K is hard. Like, you know, because you're at a point you're just like. But yeah, marathons are 46 kilometers long.
I can't even run for like a minute.
Yeah, this guy did it, and well, good for him. Ain't gonna pee pee my bed tonight.
You're not gonna drop a douche in the bed, are you?
I'm not going to drop a deuce in the bed. Okay, good. Jeez. This would be fun.
It's not quite road rage, but watch as a Lamborghini owner takes out his frustration on a car he's owned for just a month. After his car suffered yet another engine problem, the disgruntled owner of this Lamborghini took drastic action and pummeled his $289,000 investment. The owner apparently had issues with the auto company about maintenance and engine problems, so he hired a crew to smash up the car in protest. The car's owner is the operator of a construction material market in Shandong province, and with cameras rolling, well, the hired crew began smashing the car with sledgehammers. Onlookers, of course, had their video cameras rolling, and they posted the destruction on YouTube.
Holy shit. Lamborghini is probably so...
Anyways, that would be so much fun. I would, like...
But the Lamborghini company is going to get a lot of shit.
Well, it's bad press for them, right? Because...
Oh, it's huge.
Because he's like, you know, I buy this car, you know, I buy this big expensive car, and it's a piece of shit. And I'm a rich enough dude that I can make a point by showing how much a big piece of shit it is by hiring a fucking crew of dudes to smash this.
That's like even worse than suing them, hey?
Yeah, it's because they're the ones who look like fucking assholes, right? And you know, that would be so much fun. I would love to be one of those dudes in like the coveralls with a big sledgehammer and just smash the shit out of that. I think
maybe if it was my car and I purchased it and I was pissed off, it'd be fun to smash it and stuff. But I would probably just want to try and talk the dude into giving it to me or something, you know?
Nah, he's a guy, and guys like to make points, and they also like to smash shit. It's just,
I like to smash shit.
You do?
Yeah, but not stuff that's so pretty.
Okay, I think to generalize here, I think guys just like. Maybe part of our destructive nature is if there's something that can be broken and it's fun to break and there's no consequences of us breaking it, we probably will.
Yeah, but he was just, he's pissed off at the company. So yeah. That's the reason why.
All right. So
anyway, I probably would not do that.
Yeah, well, so that being said,
but it's funny.
Let's smash the shit out of the end of the show. Sound good, Rochelle?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook Links to both of those are on our website, tiptaptip.com. And while you're there, why not leave a comment on for the episodes, or check out our t-shirts by clicking the store link at the top of the page. Most importantly, if you like this show, you can help out in a couple of ways. First, by spreading the word. Let your friends, your neighbors, relatives, lovers, etc. know about the show. If they're not into it, tell them anyways. You never know.
Fuck it. Tie them down and say it in their face.
And definitely the best way to help us out is to leave a comment and a rating on iTunes. We appreciate any help that you can give us with our show.
Actually, I should mention that if there's any other podcasts that review podcasts out there, hey, why don't you drop our name to them? A listener did a few weeks ago, and it seemed to work. We got to have more listeners because of that. So, hey, if you know people who talk about podcasts, throw our name their way.
Yeah, and the podcast review that you can listen to is on Podcast Squared. It's an Australian podcast.
Yeah, I can throw a link up to that on our episode links if you want to check that out. Anything else we talked about, whether that's LimeWire, people
videos,
peeing their bed, cat or taming, etc. Any links, any videos that we play, we'll be posting up on our episode links on our site. That being said, it's been fun. Right? It's been fun, right?
It's been fun.
Because we are fun. We're Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Ciao.